there is a word this morning from the Lord. As found in the Gospel according to Luke 16, chapter verses 19 through 31. And as I have titled this piece, Who Do You Listen To? It comes from the 19th verse, or I'm sorry, from the 31st verse of the text. It got me to thinking that as one of my colleagues preached this about how Lazarus had been poor, had been ill, had sat at the gates of the rich man's fence, how he was hungry. And going through all of that, he kind of alluded to the fact that karma is real. That even though Lazarus could barely get crumbs from the rich man's table, that God still looked after him. Even though his feet were taken with sores, that God sent the dogs to lick his sores clean. And it got me to thinking after I got down to the end of this, because so many of us go through the same thing. As the rich man was in hell, in Hades, wherever you want to call it, and he was being tormented by the heat, he thought about his family, his five brothers that were still here amongst the living. He asked Abraham to send Lazarus first to bring water and quench his tongue. Abraham was like, no, this is not possible. There is a chasm that has been fixed that we can't cross to you and you can't cross to us. It's just that way. So then the rich man pleaded, Abraham, can you send Lazarus to my father's house? He says, I have five brothers. Lazarus needs to warn them so that they don't come to this place of agony. Abraham replied, they have Moses and the prophets. I need you all to listen because it gets real right about here. So they have Moses and the prophets. They must listen to them. And the rich man said, no, my father Abraham. If someone from the dead goes to them, they will change their hearts and lives. If someone from the dead goes to visit with my brothers, they will change their hearts and lives. Okay? But here's where truth comes into play. Abraham said, if they don't listen to Moses and the prophets, then neither will they be persuaded if someone rises from the dead. If they don't listen to those who are with them now, why on earth would they listen to someone that has risen from the dead? So I begin to think, who are we listening to? Who are you listening to? If you're not listening to those who are here with you right now, that have been sent, that have been called to give you direction and guidance, who are you listening to? What difference would it be if someone from the dead rose and spoke to you? Let us pray. Father God, again, I stand before you and your picture before a full fountain. Once again, I ask, Father, that you would fill this picture, that you would overflow this picture, that you would allow the message of who are you listening to, that it would find its way out into the congregation, out to those who've given an ear to hear you, that this message would overflow and find its way out to those you've given a heart to receive you, that you would allow this message to find its way out to those you've given a will to be. Father, we ask now that you would touch these lips and this voice, making them be yours so that only you are heard, and that you would hide this body so that only you are seen. Father, we ask you would show up now and have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. I've been sitting with various members of the congregation as we all need wise counsel from every now and then, and I've got some of the best in the business in my mind, that as we go through things, we sit down and we listen to one another. We talk about what's going on, and we're able to be on one accord with the direction. And every now and then, as we sit down and gather together, one reminds me or speaks of, you've probably heard the two dogs. Well, on the flip side, I've been told there are two voices that speak to us. You know, if you have two dogs and you won, which one wins is, they say, the one that you feed the most, right? Well, the voices, which one wins is the one that you listen to the most. There is always one that is telling you to do something that is contrary to the will of God. That's the carnal man. That's the self. That's the one that is out for me, myself, and I am out for luxury. I am out for what feels good. I am out for what brings me the most. Kind of like the rich man. The voice that spoke to him said, it's all about you. You are dressed in purple and royal. You sit at the table and feast until you can't eat anymore. It's all about you. You help nobody regardless. And then there's the voice that says that it may be about you, but it's more about what you can do for others. See, as long as you're helping others, you're helping yourself. If you take your shirt or your jacket and give to someone that has none, God will take care of you. If you find someone that is hungry, that if you feed them, God will make sure that your cupboards won't run dry. If you open your hands and you share what comes in, God will never allow your hands to be empty. So, my brothers and sisters, who are you listening to? Which voice do you follow the most? Now, I know as when we're young, when we're starting out, we listen to that one that says it's all about self. The carnal man. What makes me look good? What makes me feel good? What is all for me? Because normally when we do things, we ask the question, what's in it for me, right? What am I getting out of this if I help somebody else? What am I getting out of it if I don't help someone else? Well, we know if you don't help somebody, you keep more for yourself. But when I listen to this story for the umpteenth time, y'all heard that word, right? Umpteenth. When I've read it and listened to it for the umpteenth time, it begins to put things in perspective. If I'm not listening to my parents or my pastor or to God, then who am I listening to? How am I making a way for me to get to where I'm trying to go? How am I going to make eternal life with Christ if I'm not following those whom he sent to direct me? Or if I constantly quench the spirit. Abraham says to the man, your five brothers have Moses and the prophets. Now this is being told in the New Testament, so it is my assumption, we all have those things, but he is talking to, you have the scriptures in front of you that can give you direction. So let me put it this way, my brothers and sisters. You have the basic instruction before leaving the earth before you. It lays out the plan that God has for you, what Christ has done for you, and what he continues to do for you, and what you need to do for yourself. if you are not following the directions in this book, in this guide, when you don't make it to paradise, who do you blame? Because I'm telling you, if your mom or dad or grandparents or one of your friends comes back, you'd probably be more afraid than willing to sit down and listen. Take it from someone that has already walked the path, that has already charted the course, to be good to one another, to love one another, to look out for the least of these. Have a change of heart that it's not all about you, but it's about someone else. Because Christ didn't die just for self. He died that you and I would have a right to eternal life. So he's already traversed the path for you. He's already made it plain for you. And it's here. So if you see somebody that is in need and you have the ability to help, help them. It's not all about the present. Someone says if you're helping others, you're helping yourself. So again, I ask you, who are you listening to? Which voice in your head is winning out? The voice that says, help, give, and it shall be given. Or the voice that says, hold, and no one else needs to have a piece of it. Something else caught my attention as we went through this piece, and I need you to listen to it. Abraham said in verse 25, this is shortly after Lazarus ended up in Abraham's bosom and the rich man ended up in hell. It says the rich man looked up and shouted out, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. He says, send Lazarus to dip his finger because I'm suffering. And Abraham reminded the rich man, he says, child, remember that during your lifetime, you received good things. But Lazarus, during Lazarus' lifetime, he received terrible things. He says, now Lazarus is being comforted and you are in great pain. If you help somebody else, if you look out for somebody else, if you take care of somebody else, my brothers and sisters, you're taking care of yourself. So now, as you're on this journey, and you see someone in need, if you need someone that needs your help, and you have the ability, don't pass them by. Don't mistreat them. Do what God has asked you to do and be a help in a time of trouble. Get out of your own head. Make space for God. Listen to His voice. He will lead you in the right path. It's the word of God for the people of God.
Thank you.